Luxley Village and its residents are being attacked by Gisborne's men.
You're 2 shillings.
Mercy, my lord!
You've had a week to find it, now pay up. If he's no money, take goods to the value.
Mercy, mercy!
If he's nothing of value, take him. This is the king's annual duty to finance his crusade against the heathen. You can't pay, you go to prison. Sheriff's decree, no exceptions, no tolerance. Next cottage.
Robin and Little John look on from the bushes.
Gisborne's men. Now we know why Luke couldn't make the weapons drop. But if the king knew what was being done in his name.
Little John's wife walks past.
Alice.
John, come here a moment.
No!
At Norman, we don't know anything.
Ah, the cooper. He owes 3 shillings.
Tell you what you want. I've no money left to give you.
Goods to the value.
Move! And you!
The guard pushes the young boy, John, out of the way.
He could hardly pay the tithe rent as it was. And now another tax.
It's stupid to go on like this, Alice. I'm fond of you and the boy. As man and wife, we could cover the taxes.
No! Get away from there! Please
come here,
no!
Rat!
John!
Gisborne approaches.
Here, sir. I've tools that must be worth a few coins. Take them.
Leave
my lord, weapon.
Well, well.
Stop it! Get away from all the
Saracen design.
Where does a Locksley Cooper learn this type of work? There's only one Englishman I know that uses a bow like this. Collaborate with outlaws, and you will be punished like an outlaw.
Take him away.
No! Come back!
John!
No! Sir! Please! I beg you, don't hurt the boy! My apprentice, he's innocent!
Brunt! Boy, we must make an example of him. Take the boy too.
Leave him alone! Take your hands off my son!
John, John!
There are too many!
He's innocent!
No! John!
He's my son!
And we will help him, but not this way.
John!
Little John escapes Robin's grasp and races away.
Little John! Help us!
Alice chases the cart imprisoning her son. Robin Hood. Starring Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Also starring Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, and Anjali Jay. Written by Sam Ashford. Episode 11, Dead Man Walking.
John, stop! We need the others. The coach is too well guarded.
Okay.
I will not let you do this.
It is too reckless.
They have my son!
I value your life too highly!
Him, I value more.
Little John punches Robin, knocking him out.
Out of the way! Get that lock here! Go on! Put your mags into it!
Little John charges towards the jail cart.
Come on then! Come on!
Using a long pole, he vaults towards the driver and knocks him to the ground. Little John rushes round to the back of the cart, but is surrounded by the other guards. They smash him against the cart.
Get the cops in the end!
As the cart pulls away, 4 soldiers beat John, who puts up a valiant fight. Eventually, he drops to his knees and, through a hazy blur, watches his son travel away from him. Finally, he falls heavily to the floor. Robin comes round face down in the grass and with a grimace pushes himself up. Next, he's running down a slope. He stops when he arrives at a broken pole. Then he kneels down to pick up Little John's leather pendant. Nottingham Town. Will and Alan have sneaked inside the city walls, hiding between two horses that are being led along side by side.
Out of the way, scum!
Taxes! Taxes! Last day for the King's levy! Come on now!
Taxes!
Taxes!
We're here to collect taxes! You three! Have you paid an ale tax?
You what? Ale taxes?
Take them away, though.
Hey, what are you doing? I haven't done anything!
Gambling now!
You must be kidding!
Bet! You haven't got a license, eh?
You lose.
Take him away.
We can't help everyone. We've got a farmer mate's wife, and we've got deliveries to make.
A woman with a young child holds out her hand.
There's some coins, sir.
Oh, there she is. Her husband died 2 nights ago. The sheriff's men beat him up. It's a gift from Robin Hood.
She looks like a vagrant to me! And a brat! Where'd you steal this from then, eh? Take it away.
Flooring the guards, Alan raises his arms triumphantly.
Go, quick!
More guards arrive.
Prisoners.
Alan and Will rush through the streets, bumping into Little John, who's shackled.
Go!
John!
Go!
Little John attacks the guards, giving Alan and Will the time to escape. The guards batter him down to the ground. Now Gisborne's testing a bow in front of the sheriff.
I've had one of these pointed in my face before, very pretty. What does this have to do with the King's annual duty?
We found this whilst collecting in Loxley. The man that made it has been supplying Robin Hood.
And you have him here, in the dungeons. Ah, well now you interest me. Our troops could benefit from this bowmaker's skill. We must learn from him.
Learn? We should execute him.
Do I detect a note of sourness in your tone, Gisborne? Disillusioned with life as Lord of Loxley Manor?
Peasants don't like you very much. Wished Robin Hood had come back. Oh, what a shame.
If a peasant defies us, we must punish him. Hard.
We must make an example of him in front of the rest. We must make an event of it.
An event? Why not? I'll invite all the leaders of the local community, attendance compulsory. We should be very creative in our use of punishments. The scourge will have a good lashing. Mutilation, of course, torture. But right here in the Great Hall, a festival of pain. Oh.
We need to use our heads. This is not just about John. Luke the Cooper was trying to help us, and the boy. We have a responsibility to them too.
I did not know John had a family.
Well, neither did he till recently.
As soon as the sheriff realizes one of us, he'll be hanged.
That's the thing. The sheriff won't necessarily know.
What? He's...
Without these, he's just another outlaw.
He's never been just another outlaw. You think the sheriff cares if he wears one of these or not?
He's right. They'll hang him anyway.
Which is why we need a really good plan.
Most unfortunate. Craftsmen like you wasting your skills on outlaws. I've always admired artisans.
They hold a red-hot poker to his chin.
Make me Saracen war bows like Robin Hood's, and all this will stop. I might even allow you a little more time to pay your taxes.
Luke shakes his head.
Such talent. All going to waste. Continue. If he doesn't speak, well, Start it, boy.
John's cowering in the corner, watching the torture.
Please, why won't you let me through? He's just a little boy.
No.
If I could just speak to the sheriff. I just want to see my son. Why won't you let me through? I just need to see him.
Marion's ridden past Alice, and she spots little John tethered to a tree. To Gisborne.
It seems the sheriff is determined to arrest half of Nottingham.
Just reminding them of their obligations to the sheriff and the king. And of their loyalty to their betters.
Well, if their obligations are higher and higher taxes, is it any wonder they need reminding of their loyalty? They have nothing to give, and yet they are being punished.
Ah, Marion, I thought I heard your voice. Charming as ever, even in dissent. Who is the one who took out a squad of soldiers single-handed?
This one, sir.
Ugly brute. And yet, I feel I've seen him somewhere before. Do you think he looks like one of Robin Hood's men, Mark?
Outlaws all look the same to me.
No necklace, sir.
Obviously just a common brute. Certainly looks wild enough, though. Not so tough now, are we, eh, wild man? Certainly beat some civilization into you. Roll on tomorrow's entertainments.
Entertainments?
Festival of pain. And throw that brute into the dungeons. Soften him up.
And you know where you can stick your pipe to?
Come here, you tow rack!
Much races through the streets, followed by two guards. He leads them down an alleyway where they're tripped up.
You know how to meet with the horses? Around the back of the trip to Jerusalem Inn. When we rescue them, we need to leave here fast, so don't be late.
How about this then?
Your mother wouldn't recognise you.
Come on, let's get on with it.
Will, consider yourself under arrest.
You cannot seriously countenance such cruelty. Marion. It is not punishment, it is barbaric.
Delicious, is it not? There is the layer of poetry about it, the poetry of pain. Our peasant's advocate seems rather upset with me, Gisborne. Shh. Drip, drip, drip. I can hear her heart bleed from here. Fear humbles even the most rebellious spirit, my dear. Robin Hood himself will come to fear me one day in time. Don't doubt it.
My lord, do not forget the wagon where the king's duty leaves for London tomorrow.
That is your responsibility, Gisborne. Just make sure it's secure. Take the whole garrison if needs be. I would hate to be in your shoes if this fell into outlaw's hands. Especially after all the trouble we went to collecting it.
Is the castle guard sufficient for your entertainment?
No. Take all you need. I presume you are going to accompany the cart personally.
I will take the wagon as far as the Hooton Crossroads from there. Two garrisons from Mansfield will be escorting it as far as London.
La-di-da-di-da.
Only a fool would attack against such odds.
Marion looks nervous. Luke to John.
When we get out of here, I'll make you a bow of your own. I'll teach you how to use it. We'll hunt together. To show me.
John and Luke watch from their shadowy cell as little John, clamped in stocks, is manhandled into the dungeon. John crawls to the bars to get a better look while his father spins round angrily.
Forgive the child, friend. He's frightened, that's all.
It's him. There's a man that attacked the guards on the road from Locksley.
You tried to rescue us. What do our troubles mean to you?
Are you Robin Hood?
No.
Then, why?
Little John, leave the poor man alone.
It's all right.
You and me, we met before.
I don't remember. Sorry.
Having crawled forward again to study Little John's face, the boy shrinks back into Luke's arms. Now Alan and Robin are dressed as guards.
Get along there. Go on.
Wrong way.
Oi, don't overdo it, Alan.
Hold it there.
We've got another 1 foot dungeon here. All right.
Go on then.
Come on then.
Alice is waiting in the doorway.
Get along there.
What?
Hey, calm down. Where do you think you're going?
Another prisoner for dungeons.
You're too late. It's full. Put him over there with that lot.
They glance towards the tree while the guard takes a look at Will.
This one seems familiar.
He's a known troublemaker.
Chain him up with the others. Yeah, they'll all get what's coming to them tomorrow.
Alan takes Will to the tree and shares a look with Robin. Inside the castle, Marion makes her way to the dungeon, holding a strangely shaped key. She pushes open the door.
Milady.
For the prisoners, I heard there were families down there, children. Do they have enough food and water?
This is not some soft inn for their pleasure, my lady.
That is no reason to ill-treat them. Actually, I thought I might be able to see the wild man. I'm rather intrigued.
No, can't let you in. Sorry.
Here in Gisborne, she hides the key in a candlestick.
I want every entrance covered.
Marion?
Guy, I was just looking for my portmanteau. I don't know whether they took it from the horse already or...
I will have it brought to your room. I'm glad you decided to stay. I didn't like to think of you all alone at night in the hall, with your father away.
May I pass?
Gisborne to Robin and Dallin.
Oi, you. Got a job for you. Not you, Shirker. Have the Lady Marion's portmanteau taken from her horse in the stables and follow me with it to her chamber.
Yes, my lord.
Quickly! Oi. Those are sacks of grain from Loxley.
Yeah.
Well, move them into the stores then. Now!
In the dungeon, Little John is desperately trying to scratch his nose. Luke's asleep, but John watches his father struggle against the stocks in a vain attempt to scratch the itch. Ah! He tries rubbing his nose against the rough iron bars of the cell. Then John gets up and stretches his arm through the bar of his own cell to reach his father's nose.
You get the... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Gisborne and Robin arrive at Marion's quarters.
Come in.
Marion, your things. Over there.
She recognises Robin.
Careful, you clumsy elf. Marion?
I'm quite well. Could you put them over there by the bed?
Robin winks at her with a smile, then is about to leave.
Wait. Perhaps there's something else I can do for you.
Nothing, thank you.
Gisborne gestures for Robin to leave.
Marion, for some time now...
I thought I would rest before dinner.
Hear me out, please. Is there something the matter?
No, I'm a little out of sorts, that is all.
Since we came to our understanding, you have been constantly in my thoughts. Without you,
I no longer feel quite whole.
Please, Sir Guy, I would rather not talk about this now.
Don't send me away.
She takes his hand.
We should be spending more time together so that we can understand each other better. I want to know you.
I'm sorry, I cannot.
Marion, be with me.
Please, Guy, not now.
Perhaps you will at least think over what I've said.
When he's gone, she smiles to herself, then goes to the door. Out in the corridor, she looks each way, but there's no one there. She heads back inside.
Please don't send me away. We should be spending more time together.
Thought they would kill him, but still he would not tell them what they wanted.
Brave man.
Him? I like. Did you know my mother? I don't remember you. Unless... Mother said I dreamt it. There was a man once. He came to our house. He was from the forest.
That was real. That was me.
What's your name?
I did know your mother once.
My father? He was big. A giant. Bigger than you, even. But I never knew him.
John. We will get out of here. I promise you.
You're mad to be here at all. Extra guards have been laid on. The place is full of prisoners. You know about the sheriff's plans for tomorrow? The punishments?
Yes. And I intend to stop it.
With what? You are few against many.
We few have proved quite effective in the past. We will rescue them. All of them. I have a plan. Well, half a plan, I think.
How?
I never give up. On anyone.
You may discover it is too late for some. I mean, the way the prisoners have been treated. Most of them are beyond help. The Bowmaker of Loxley has already been tortured. A guy wanted a special example made of him. He is the first to be punished.
Yet he plays the gallant gentleman. And he does so want to know you.
You should be glad. It is because I know him, I am able to tell you the revenue wagon leaves tomorrow for London, with the King's annual duty. And the sheriff thinks you will try to save your friend, the Bowmaker, whilst the wagon leaves unchallenged.
Right. I have a plan.
Well, where are they? He said don't be late. I mean, what if he can't rescue Little John? What if the sheriff's hanged him already? I mean, we've been late once before.
Just shut up, okay? Shut up.
Sorry.
Money. It's only a few coins, but if you let me through...
Go home, woman.
Please, I want my son.
Now, I'd like to sit on the right-hand side of Marion, so I can actually see what a bleeding heart looks like.
Of course, my lord, whatever you wish.
My son!
Hey, you can't go in there.
My son, you have imprisoned him.
Get that woman out of here.
He was arrested in Loxley this morning. He's just a boy.
What'd you say?
This is the business of the Bowmaker and his boy. The outlaw collaborators.
Oh, and this is the mother of the child. Oh, come, have some compassion. Gisborne? Surely she should be allowed to see her son. Such insistent maternal concern. Well, it should stir pity. Such a pretty face. Should inspire our respect. But this one, however, conceals deceit, disloyalty. So, take her away. Have her put in the cell with her son and the cooper.
No!
One bad apple in the family, and we punish the whole barrel.
Alice is thrown into a cell.
Mother! You come!
Little John watches as she hugs her son.
What's going on? What's happening?
I'm staying with you now. Luke.
Son.
What have they done to you?
John has been looking after me.
Is he badly hurt?
We'll get him out of here.
That's what my friend said.
Your friend?
It wasn't a dream. The man from the forest. The one that came to our house.
Little John has shrunk back into the shadows.
Psst. Come on.
He moves forward.
What's the matter?
Luke and John watch Alice.
Alive.
Little John shrinks back into the shadows. Outside, Alan paces up and down as if guarding the prisoners tethered to the tree. Robin finds the key that Marion secreted in the large candle holder.
Thank you, Marion.
He heads down the castle steps to join Alan. He stands next to Will.
So you're going to leave me locked up here all night?
Yes.
I meant to say no. We had to free you, stuff like that.
Don't worry. There's a good reason for it. Now, take this lockpick. A friend of mine told me where to find it. Tomorrow morning, during this festival of pain, you will help John and these other prisoners escape. Do you think these men are with us?
They've got nothing else to lose.
Word to Mudge and Jack. I'll come back tonight.
Right, scum!
You are not to speak to him again.
Where was he, Alice?
Nowhere. A dead man.
But he's here now, with us.
First and last time.
Alice, please.
Do not speak to me. You gave up that right long ago.
It's mine. Is she who I think she is?
Burns have given you a fever.
John, stay away from that. I'm sorry. I can't be your friend anymore.
I know.
I said stay away from him!
Alice, it's not the boy's fault.
He's not your friend. He's not anybody. You understand? Aren't we in enough trouble?
And he's in the same situation. We all need each other now.
Mother!
Alice. Alice, perhaps the boy should know.
Little John raises his eyebrows.
John, this man.
What is it?
John, I am your father.
Stop worrying.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. I'm just...
All will be fine.
Oi! What do you think you're doing?
Nothing. Just, my horse. It's lame and, I just wanted to rest him here and...
All right, it's me!
Don't do that! Where have you been?
Where's little John?
There's been a change of plan.
Change of plan?
Found the distraction we needed.
We're still rescuing little John.
Of course we are. And Luke the Bowmaker. And the boy. And Alice Little. And all the other prisoners. Oh, and the tax money.
Not a big change, then.
You let me believe you were dead.
I was outlawed. If I'd stayed...
You might have seen your son born and provided for your family. Where were you those winters your baby son was sick with hunger? Or the first summer he had to work alongside me in the field so we could earn enough to buy a loaf of bread. Where were you when the sheriff's guard did that to his leg?
when you were younger, before they told me your father was dead. I used to tell you he would come home to us one day, because I wanted to believe it myself. And then, every time you heard a horse pass through the village, you'd run out to see who it was, just in case. The sheriff's mounted guard would not stop for a peasant boy standing in the road.
You would have been outlawed too. It was better just to die.
We could have started again somewhere else. A new name. I would have followed you anywhere, John.
A tear rolls down his cheek.
Not that it matters. We're all outlaws here. And tomorrow we shall suffer for it.
Why do we want the sacks of grain?
So Gisborne can take them to London.
They walk through the city at night.
Not Robin. Stores are down near the kitchens this way.
First things first. We secure the revenue money. Come on.
Well, you rob and murder and do what you do.
I'll just leave him. I have never killed except to defend myself. I robbed to survive. Now, I rob to help others.
What? That Robin Hood?
Yes, I am one of Robin Hood's men.
But you don't wear a tack. Lou told me that all of Robin's men wear tacks.
I lost them.
And you expect us to believe you?
It's the truth, Alice.
One lie was enough, John. Perhaps it's better for us all if you just stay dead. In fact, I wish you were dead. Then we won't hear your lies.
The back parry originates in Fiorentina. You gotta master that one first, Niall. We've come to relieve you lot.
You're early.
Hey, cheer up, lads. Get the night off. What are you on about?
They floor the guards.
Oh, look what I've found.
Come on, let's get to work.
Lovely money. Morning, everybody, and welcome to my Festival of Pain. I want to talk to you about community taxes. Taxes are a fact. The cost of living in a free country. Now, if you do not pay your taxes, then you sacrifice that freedom and must be punished accordingly. I am sick and tired of your sob stories. Can't pay. Too old. Too sick. Is this going to help our beloved king in Acre?
He pulls John up by the hair.
A clue. No. Those that understand this, they will survive. For those who defy me, well, chair of delight.
He unveils a rack-like structure.
John, get behind me. Stay behind me.
You're still my friend.
A weary look at Alice.
Forgive me.
Outside.
Get loaded up.
Aye, it's all there, sir.
Gisborne opens one of the bags and lets the silver coins slip through his fingers. He locks the carriage.
Ready to roll?
These prisoners do not pay their way. They help those that seek to undermine my authority. Therefore, they must all be punished. Now, do you think that they're the only ones to suffer? Do you? No, because they do not pay their dues. We, the good citizens, well, we have to pay more. And how on earth are we supposed to support our king's glorious crusade? Thank you. If they were to pay their taxes, then we and the community would pay less. So you see, what I'm actually trying to do is lower taxes. Well, feeling strangely moral.
I'm feeling quite unwell, I think I might.
Yes, it's probably the peasants, the stench. Here, sniff this, gets too much. So, let's bring the prisoners out and start with a little burning. Now, you people seem to think that Robin Hood and his men, they're worthy of your support and your encouragement. Well, we'll see.
Luke, the Cooper of Locksley!
Outlaw collaborator!
Oh, no! I do forgive you.
Alice of Locksley and her son, John!
Outlaw sympathisers.
Please, they had nothing to do with this. It is my doing.
Gallantry. You see, Marion, it's not dead. Well, not yet.
They're on their knees in front of hot coals.
Such a gallant intervention. I wonder how I could reward that. I wonder. Shall we have him crawl on the coals first? So gallant in the heat of the moment. Oh, so gallant.
The sheriff releases his grip on John.
Shall the bowmaker go first or the apprentice? Decisions.
The revenue wagon leaves the city, accompanied by guards and Gisborne on horseback.
Get along there.
Much and Jack are hiding nearby, and when the wagons leave the city gates, they jump out and close the gates.
Closing the gate. Stop!
Gisborne dismounts. He opens the carriage and checks one of the bags.
Give me a knife.
The other sacks are full of rice.
Robin Hood! We've been tricked! Open the gates!
No! Hey, Bowmaker of Locksley. Cross me and your family sucks.
No!
So, who's first?
Mine.
The boy!
Oh, get up!
Break! Burn him! Burn him!
Little John rises to his feet.
Got him.
Take him! You'll never get out of that! Take him down!
He breaks free of the stocks.
Take him!
Get out of that dead man! Stop him, you fool!
The guards scrabble on the floor for the cordons.
I am in command!
Will knocks out the guard. Little John drags the sheriff over to the hot coals, while Robin throws more money down into the room. Marion smiles up at him. Robin swings down to John's aid. He swings into two guards.
Alice, go! I don't think it's one of yours, Hud! Torture children!
John flips the sheriff over his back, then holds a knife high above him.
You said you weren't a murderer.
Not of men. This is the devil! Good answer!
For a son's sake.
With a sigh, Little John gets to his feet and drops the knife.
Ha! You just cursed!
He knocks the sheriff out.
Go now!
Oh, not again!
Quick, Robin! Come on!
Gisborne's men are at the city gates.
Will someone get this gate open? In the name of the king!
They force the gates open and step inside to find the city deserted. Gisborne draws his sword.
Back to the castle now!
He and his men race through the city to the castle. Robin leads the others out of a different entrance. Little John's carrying Luke over his shoulders. Robin hangs back until all of his gang have passed him. He takes the rear with Jack. Gisborne arrives in the Great Hall. He turns, hearing muffled sounds coming from beneath the sheet. A guard pulls off the sheet to reveal the sheriff, naked from the waist up, hanging upside down on the torture rack. His gag is removed.
Get me out of it, Casman! Get off my meadow! Get off my...
In the forest, a cart is loaded with provisions.
Thank you for everything you've done. And for these. I'm sorry it's meant leaving behind your home.
Well, I have gained something more precious.
Luke shakes hands with Robin and Mutch. Little John watches from nearby.
It's a shame Little John can't go with them. He knows it's too late for that.
Alice and John approach him.
We'd best get started. We've got a long way to go.
Little John lifts his son into his arms, and the two of them sob. Alice seems uncomfortable as Little John lowers the boy to the ground.
Luke is a good man, John. We can make a life together.
You deserve that. Alice. You take care of yourself and her son.
She kisses him on the cheek.
I will always remember.
With a heavy heart, he watches the cart trundle away.
I thought you might like this back.
There's only one. Where's the other?
I shall never forget! My father is a comrade of Robin Hood!
John's holding the other leather tag proudly aloft.
Goodbye, my son.
Little John smiles sadly as the cart disappears. He turns to see the rest of Robin's gang staring at him.
Him, I am proud to know. You, I'm stuck with.
Oh, John, I made you a new staff.
They run up to him and pat him on the back, then head further into the forest.